Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange.
That's Mickey and Sylvia bringing us back from the Wayback Machine, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only. The world is happy about that. Barbara Weltman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, original founding member, actually. She's the author of the J.K. Lasser series of Small Business Taxes, including the 2014 edition that's out right now, and the 15 edition is coming out soon. Also, her Smooth Failing Living book, which is available on Amazon, BarbaraWeltman.com. Barbara, thanks again for hanging out with us. Another thing that that people were asking this Intuit survey you mentioned in the last segment was, what are some of the intangibles that
actually
are required?
They weren't asked. This is what I put it.
This is your part.
My part that I think that it takes more than dollars and cents to just get started, that you have to have certain intangibles that you can't get from a bank or anybody else. Yep. You have to be brave. You have to. There's no guaranteed paycheck, so you have to be willing to live with the ups and downs, and you have to have it in your gut to do this.
My friend, the professor, a friend of mine is a professor. When he tells people about me, he says, "My friend Jim Blasingame, he lives by his wits."
Exactly. You used to have you eat what you kill. That was one of my favorite lines.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. But you're right about bravery, because bravery or courage, whichever term you want to use, this is when you do something even though you know it's going to be risky.
Exactly.
And maybe painful.
You know,
it's stressful.
From the start, right.
And you do it anyway.
You also have to have patience, because running a business, you have so much government regulations and red tape to contend with. And so you just have to know that you're going to have to be patient and go to your town over and over again with requests for inspections and permits. Mm-hmm. And then they keep asking you, you'll give them some paperwork, they'll ask for more paperwork, and just be patient.
But you're also going to have to be patient with the performance of your business.
Yes, yes.
You're going to have to learn the concept of deferred gratification, because your business is like a teenager. You know, a teenager, you can never fill up the hands of a teenager with cash, right? They're always going to want more. Your business is always going to want more, and it's going to take a long time for you to be able to deal with that. It takes a lot of patience.
Absolutely, I think you're spot on with that.
I wonder this the Gen Ys, if there's one thing that they seem to, I'm just pointing out what other people have told me. I think this is going to be a tough lesson for them, because they like things a little quicker than earlier generations. What do you think?
Well, I think that growing up, many have been easily satisfied because their parents have given them what they wanted when they wanted it. So, and they didn't have struggles, so they didn't learn patience.
And so, folks, we're not talking about you. We're talking to you, Gen Y. If you're thinking about starting a business, you're going to have to practice something that you might not have been practicing as much, and that's patience. What about persistence?
Persistence. You got to be at it all the time with going after your customers and prospecting and keeping at it and being used to have people say no to you, but keep going at it. That you just don't give up.
You got to show up every day. If you don't love being in your business, you're not going to make it.
I think so. But that's the best part of having your business, is that you can't wait to get there every day.
I know. People don't understand that, who don't have this, do they?
No. They're just looking at a clock and waiting for the day to be over, rather than looking at a clock and say, oh, no, the day is almost over, and I have so much to do, and I wanted to do this. It's just a completely different mindset.
And I tell you that there is a physical thing you can do, and that is try to get your business environment to a place where you like being there. It's comfortable. You like where it is. I think that has a lot to do with helping you come back. That's a physical thing you can do.
Absolutely. That and also taking a day of rest.
That's right.
I
every
can't,
so often.
Some wisdom there.
A mental health day, right?
A mental health day.
What does luck have to do with success?
Luck could be maybe the most important commodity because it's sort of, you could work hard, you could have great ideas, you could put in the time, but it's that intangible that some people say, you know, the harder you work, the luckier you become, and there are all those expressions.
I do think you make your own luck, Barbara, but I think one of the ways you make it is by showing up. I think luck happens to people who show up. What do you think?
Well, you got to show up. You're not going to have it without showing up.
I don't think luck
sure.
is going to come pull the covers off of you in the bed, do you? It's not going to do
no.
that. Yeah.
No.
Hey, Barbara, thanks. Good job. Come back soon. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Barbara joined us. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.